感谢主，我们每一年今年我们要有一些要毕业的学生，所以我们今天有一个特别的活动，David 牧师要他们一一的上来，然后我会对他们有一些访问。
Okay, so David, if you'd like to come up, and the graduates will call up, and you can all come up at the same time and stand together, so you don't feel too frightened. So from the high school group, we have Cindy, Christina, Brian. So come on up. You don't have to clap for them yet. Not yet.
高中生的毕业生有盛怡芳，有张君颖，还有李雨欣。
And we also have David Lee, although he could not be here this morning. And we also have Andy Zane, but not sure if Andy is here. It's Andy. Andy's not here.
我们还有，其实还有 Andy, 还有 David, 他们没有来。
And for college, university, we have Jerry.
大学毕业生有谭佳宇。
Well, the first one we interview would be, Michael's going to interview them, but the first one we'd like to interview is Cindy from Fort Lee, right?
Michael 要先跟他们一些对话，所以我们第一个要对话的是李雨欣。
Okay, let me tell you what the questions will be ahead of time so you can think about it, all right? Well, I'm going to ask you your name and where you're from and what school you're graduating from, what plans you have next year.Basically, okay.
我先把问题先告诉你们，所以你们可以想一想，告诉我们你们的名字，你从哪里来，你哪里毕业，你将来的计划是什么。
All right, so first is Cindy. Cindy, come on up. You can come up right here. This is Cindy. Cindy, what school will you be graduating from?
Fort Lee High School.
李雨欣，你从哪个学校要从哪个学校毕业？是波利的高中。
What are your plans for next year, college, and where will that be?
I'll be going to Long Island University. I'll be majoring in business arts, and I plan on graduating probably like in 4 years. But I'm also thinking of my core studies right now.
Okay, 我要到 Long Island University 去，我要主修商业商学。所以我就是先上课，然后再决定我将来要做什么。
What is something you are really looking forward to for college?
Meeting new people and friends, and starting probably continue Bible study with college.
我希望能够在大学以后遇到新的朋友，然后继续我的读书的计划。
What is one thing you are a little nervous about, or you would like us to pray about?For you, or something you're afraid of, maybe for next year.
Probably not being able to find a church nearby, because you know.
You 对你将来有最害怕或最担忧的是什么？就是我担忧我找不到好的教会。
Okay, thank you very much, Cindy.
谢谢。
Hello, Brian. All right, Brian, tell everyone where you'll be graduating from in a couple of weeks.
I'll be graduating from Mawa High School.
Okay, 张君颖，他会从 Mawa 的 high school 毕业。
And what are your plans for next year, college, and where will that be?
I'm going to go to NGIT College of Architecture and Design, and I plan to major in architecture, and hopefully I'll survive freshman year and keep moving forward.
我要到 NGIT 要主修建筑，我希望我能够能够胜过那一年的功课。
What is something you're really looking forward to in college?
Probably just starting a new chapter in life. You know, looking for churches. You know, find a good church and further my relationship with God and Jesus.
你对将来的盼望是什么？但愿我能够有一个新的开始，能够也找到一个好的教会，在与主的关系更加的建立。
Hey, Brian, I'm going to give you an extra question because you're extra special. If you don't know, Brian recently accepted Christ into his life. So Brian, since you decided to do that, just what are some things you've been feeling or how's that been for you so far?
It's definitely, I mean, the whole event with happening with my mother, you know, it's definitely life-changing, you know. After the event, I mean, there was definitely a lot of changes, such as, you know, the family bonding, you know, tighter family unit. My dad's becoming, you know, more closer with my grandparents, which is very rare. I'm talking with my parents more. We're just communicating more often. And I mean, this whole thing with just shows how much God can do, and it just shows the miracles that he gives you in the life.
我想大家有的人不知道，Brian 最近在不久的以前已经归于主的名下，所以我们想要问问 Brian 对这个的改变有什么新的改变。他说，当然家人更加的团结在一起，我的父亲也看到很大的改变，特别是他与他的与我的祖父母的关系更加的好，所以我们真的是很感谢神，让我们家里有这样子亲密的关系，再一次的建立亲密的关系。
Okay, and is there anything you're fearful about for next year?
Probably, you know, just the workload, and you know, hopefully I don't stray away from the road too much and do bad things. So.
你对你来未来的有什么害怕的地方？大概就是怕功课的繁重，还有怕各样的引诱。
All right, thank you, Brian.Okay, next will be Jerry.
Apologize.
I'm just going
to
answer in Chinese.
Okay. Jerry, Jerry already graduated. Where did you graduate from? What school?
Moncadia State. My major is biology.
我是从 Rogers University 毕业，从 Moncadia. Moncadia. 我是主修生物。
And what are your plans for next year? Where will you be next year?
我下学期还没定去哪里哦，因为有两个学校要，我还有一个学校还在等通知，所以应该还会先回到这里再决定去哪里吧。
I haven't applied my next move yet, but I have two schools that gave me the I'm looking into it. So meanwhile, I will still stay here.
What are some things you are nervous about or afraid of next year? Anything you want us to pray about for you?
下学期其实我计划早点毕业，在 graduate school 毕业吧，因为相对under 毕业我已经算比正常的大两年了，所以我想在 graduate school 里面省一下时间吧，争取一年半毕业吧，然后找一个份 internship 在这里找一点 experience。
For the next year, because I already delayed on the graduation of my bachelor degree, so I hope I can graduate my graduate school in a year and a half, and then also find an internship.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Okay, next, Christina. I will not ask her questions, but Christina will give a short...testimony. So, graduates, you can please be seated. And Christina, you'll give your short testimony. And you're translating yourself, right?
Okay, yeah.
Good morning, everyone. 一转眼我已经在天成这个大家庭五年了。Time passes by fast. I've been part of EBCC for now 5 years. 在这五年里，天成教了我很多东西。In these past 5 years, EBCC has taught me a lot of things. 其中一个最重要的大概就是我们每个人都是照神的形象造的。然后神爱每一个人，他也叫我们要尊重跟爱每一个人。One of the most important things probably that everyone is made according to God's image and that God loves everyone and he calls us to respect and love everyone. 我记得我九年级的时候在西班牙文课里面有一个女生，她的名字叫做 Assault. I remember when I was a freshman, there was a girl named Assault in my Spanish class. 她坐在我后面，然后我们偶尔会聊聊天。She sat next to me, I mean behind me, and sometimes we'd chat a little.我常看到她在上课的时候在画画，然后画的都很漂亮。我有些时候跟她讲话画得很好。Sometimes I compliment her that she's really good at drawing, because all she do in class is pretty much draw or sleep. 然后另一位同学她叫做 Emily， 她也在同一个西班牙文课。There's another classmate in the same class. Her name is Emily. 然后有一天，她看到我上课的时候，有些时候会跟我少聊天。 Sometimes Emily sees that I chat with Assault during class. 然后有一天午餐的时候 ，Emily 就用一种很贬低人的眼光就问我说：“你跟 Assault 是朋友啊 ？”One day during lunch, Emily, you know, was like, "You're friends with Assault?" 然后她说 ，Assault 看起来很邋遢，然后看起来是一个坏学生。She said that Assault looks disgusting and that she's a bad student. 然后即使听到 Emily 这样说 Assault， 我每次看到 Assault， 或者是现在看到 Assault 在 hallway， 在走廊上，我还是会跟他打招呼。Even though Emily described Assault in such a way, I still say hi to her when I see her, even till now. 结果两年前很有意思的一件事发生了 ，and something interesting happened about 2 years ago. 有一天放学，然后在走廊上 ，Assault 就把我停下来。One day after school, Assault stopped me on the hallway. 然后他拿我的 wallet 给他拿我的钱包给我 ，she handed over my wallet. 然后我那时候很傻眼，因为我根本都不知道我的钱包不见了。Then I was shocked then because I didn't know I lost my wallet. 然后他跟我说，他同学在学生餐厅的地上看到我的钱包，然后他在里面看到我的学生证，所以他就想说他可以留着，然后放学之后再给我。She said that one of her friends saw my wallet in the cafeteria, and she saw my student ID in there, so she thought she'd just keep it and give it to me after school. 现在回想这件事，我觉得如果我九年级，没有把 Assault 当好朋友当朋友看，或者是用另类的眼光看他的话，我今天两年前不一定会拿得回我的钱包。Now that I think about it, I probably wouldn't have been able to get my wallet back if I had not treated her like a friend, or if I had looked her like she's an alien or something. 但是我发现。你只要敬畏神，神跟你说你要尊重和爱别人，你就去尊重和爱别人，神就会祝福还有保守我。I found out that when I fear God and when I, you know, do what God says, like love others and respect others, God will bless you. I mean, bless me and then protect me. 当然，比这大或者是比这小的例子还很多。Of course, there are many different instances. Some are smaller, some are bigger. 但是在这些例子里，因为在天成教会的长大。我认识到神是信实的，神是慈爱的，然后他是一位有能力的神。But in all these cases, because I've grown in EBCC, I've discovered that God is faithful, loving, and almighty. 我学到凡事都有可以感恩、可以赞美的理由。I've learned that there's always reason to be thankful and to praise God in every situation. 然后现在也比较少抱怨。I also complain less now. 也因着在教会看到许许多多的人事物，然后在教会看到。弟兄姐妹对彼此的关心，我现在也学着比较多关心别人。Also, I've seen how brothers and sisters in church care for each other. I've also been learning how to, you know, care each other more, like the people around me. 然后现在有些时候在教会看到需要的同学，会帮他们祷告，就在心里面帮他们祷告。And once in a while, I'd pray for my friends or classmates in school in my heart.当大家都排挤同学的时候，我会去跟他们说 hi， 就跟他们打招呼。I say hi to the people that you know people don't talk to or unpopular people， 然后跟他们会说我需要什么帮忙的话，我可以帮忙他们。So tell them I'm there to help if they need anything。然后最后要谢谢每一位关心过、照顾过、还有帮助过我成长的弟兄姐妹。Last but not least, thank you everyone who have cared for me and helped me grow.我会把你们的爱跟关心传下去给需要的人。I will pass on the love and care to needy people. 然后也请大家想到我的时候帮我祷告，让我在大学能够继续在神的里面成长。And when you think of me, please pray for me that I keep growing in Christ, in college. 谢谢。Thank you.
Before David speaks, I'd like to call the graduates back up and we will just pray for you and then David will speak. So graduates, if you just come back up, you can stand right back here again. You don't have to say anything this time. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this time to recognize these brothers and sisters, these young brothers and sisters.
主啊，我们为着这一段时间，我们能够认识这些年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们来感谢你。
Lord, we have seen your hand and your guidance in their lives.
我们看到你的手，还有你的指引在他们的生命里头。
And Lord, we pray for next year and the years to come that you would continue to give them guidance and love.
我们为着来年，还有将来，你能够在他们生命中继续的引导，我们来祈求你。
Lord, they are young, but they are also spiritually young, learning what it is to walk with you.
他们不但是在身体上是年轻的，他们在灵性上也仍然需要学习怎么跟你同行。
And I pray that next year and the years to come, they would find fellowship, they would find Christian friends, they would find a church.
我们为着他们来将来的日子，他们能够找到他们属灵的同伴，他们的应该去的教会，我们都来仰望你。
So that they will continue to have the peace and joy and learning and fellowship that comes from you.
所以他们里面可以充满了平安，还有可以学习许多从你来的事物。
Lord, please protect them from evil forces and protect them from the worldly things and let them be able to conquer and go through temptation.
我们求主你保守他们远离这个世界的诱惑，还有抵挡那个恶者。
Lord, and that they will know that they always have this church here to support them.
让他们知道这里有个教会在为他们祷告。
Lord, so we give their lives into your hands.
我们把他们的生命都交在你的手里。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Okay, now David and Pastor King will give this morning's message.
Morning, church.
早安，各位。
Take your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 17.
请我们打开路加福音第十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章。
In the English ministry with the young adults, we have been studying.The parables of Jesus Christ, stories that he told on the way to Jerusalem.
我们英文组的弟兄姊妹，我们最近在读耶稣他往耶路撒冷去沿路上所说的一些比喻。
The parables from Luke 9 to about 18, these are only mentioned in Luke's gospel. They're not mentioned any other place in the New Testament.
从路加福音的第九章一直到十八章里面有些的比喻是只有在路加这里独特的记载。
And for the disciples and for the Pharisees and for those that were following Jesus, these are radical stories.
对着这些法利赛人或者耶稣的门徒们，这些都是一些很奇特的教训。
Stories that cause you to be very alert.
这些故事都能够使你警觉起来。
In the Greek language, the word parable is actually parabole. It means to throw something alongside.
在希腊文里面，这个比喻这个字是讲，好像说把东西丢在旁边。
If I were to throw something down the middle of the aisle here, and you didn't know what it is, you would sort of say, "What's that?"
所以，当我如果好像说我丢一个东西在你要走的路上的时候，你会突然发现，会问说这是什么东西。
And those of you closest to what I'd thrown would examine it to see what it was.
所以你就会靠近去看看到底这是什么。
It's a radical kind of story.
这是一种让你可以思想的一个故事。
When Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan, that's a radical story.
所以当耶稣讲了撒玛利亚妇人的比喻的时候，让你能够深思。
When he tells the story of the prodigal son, that's a radical story.
所以当他讲到那个浪子的比喻的时候，让我们进一步去想。
From the manager who was stealing from his boss, and Jesus commends him.Even to this day, that's a radical story.
当我们听到那个讲一个不义的管家的故事的时候，甚至到今天，我们仍然认为这里面含有深意。
And now we're going to look in our Father's words to the words of Jesus in as he speaks to his disciples in Luke chapter 17.
那今天我们来看路加福音十七章里面耶稣对着门徒所说的话。
So let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come to you this morning because we need to hear a word from you.
主啊，我们今天早晨来到你面前，因为我们需要你的话。
Help us to realize that your Son speaks to us today.
让我们明白今天是你的儿子亲自向我们说话。
Lord, he speaks to me to be that kind of example that would not give offense to anyone.
当你借着我来说你所说的话的时候，但愿我们没有是针对某一个人说的。
And so, Father, as we look closely, we pray that the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, would apply these words to our heart.
当我们来仔细地读你的话的时候，但愿圣灵使得这些都应用在我们每一个人身上。
And Father, give each of us an area in which that we need to act upon what Jesus says to us.
让我们每一个人在这些细节里面能够知道怎么样的耶稣所说的能够应用在我们身上。
I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
If we're to open up Luke chapter 17, we find that this chapter opens up into four little parts.
当我们看路加福音17章的时候，你会发现这整章圣经可以分成四个部分。
He talks about us giving offense to others or causing other people to stumble.
这里我们可以看到第一段是讲到你得罪人或者让使得别人跌倒。
He talks about the power of faith.
这里也说到了我们信心的能力。
Thirdly, he talks about being living up to our duty, doing our duty as Christians.
第三方面，他讲到作为基督徒我们需要尽的责任。
And then he talks about a life of thankfulness or gratefulness.
而最后也讲到我们必须要有感恩。
I want to look at all of these because these are aspects of what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
这四方面都是告诉我们一个跟随耶稣基督的人必须有的。
This is not exhaustive.
这里没有讲到很详细。
In Luke 17, Jesus doesn't mention prayer, he doesn't mention evangelism, he doesn't mention your spiritual gift.
在十七章里面他并没有讲到要怎么祷告，要怎么样去宣教。
He doesn't mention the aspects of the cross, redemption, justification. These are not mentioned.
在这里也没有讲到十字架救赎的道理。
But he is telling us, he's speaking to us about four aspects of discipleship.
但是在这里却说到了作为一个门徒的四方面事情。
I suppose if I were creative enough, we could entitle this message, How to Live the Christian Life.
或者我带有一个创意的给这张圣经起名叫做怎么样活出一个基督徒的生活。
And there are four answers to that. Be an example.
这里讲到了基督徒生活的四方面。
Be faithful.
必须要成为榜样，必须要有忠心。
Do your job.
要做好你的工作。
Finally, be thankful.
而且要感恩。
These are the four things that Jesus is mentioning. There are more, but this morning we're going to look at these four things.
虽然耶稣讲了很多的话，可是我们今天早上就在这四方面来思考。
And Jesus turns to his disciples. So he's not teaching the Pharisees, he's not teaching the crowd, he's teaching his followers. So if you would think in your mind that Jesus is speaking to you and to me as a follower of Jesus Christ.
所以这里耶稣他并不是对法利赛人对群众说的，他乃是转过来对着跟随他的人说的。所以我们今天在想，我们也是跟随耶稣的人。
And he says to me, and he says to you, he said, it is inevitable that stumbling blocks will come.
所以耶稣告诉我们说，那个绊倒人的事是免不了的。
What Jesus is saying to us, especially those of you that are younger, and you will be disappointed in life, I can guarantee you.
所以耶稣这里说的，我也可以告诉我们中间年轻人，在你们日后的生活里面，会有许多令你失望的事情。
Those of us who are older can say, yes, I know people, I know events that have been stumbling blocks to me.
对一些年长的，你可以马上就回应我的话说，是的，有许多的事情，许多的人物，他们让我跌倒。
And Jesus says to us, and he gives us a dose of reality, that stumbling blocks will come.
耶稣在这里一再地告诉我们说，这些绊倒人的事情是会发生的。
You'll be disappointed by parents, you'll be disappointed by preachers, you'll be disappointed by professors, you'll be disappointed by the system.
而且在你的生活里面，你一定会对你的父母、对你的师长，甚至这个社会的制度失望。
So one of the things that Jesus is saying is be ready to deal with it.
所以耶稣在这里说，你必须要准备 去面对这些当你失望的时候。
Life isn't always what we think it's going to be.
生命里面并不总是照我们的那样的想法的。
Now we're ready for that, but then he says, he turns to the people that could be disappointment. He speaks to pastors, he speaks to dads, he speaks to moms, he speaks to teachers. He says, but woe to the one through whom the stumbling block comes.
所以耶稣在这里对着这些每一个人都说凡是使人绊倒人的人有祸了。
It's a scary thing to be a pastor. It's a scary thing to be an English minister. It's a scary thing to be a dad. It's a scary thing to be a mom. Because of who we are, we can cause other people to stumble.
所以当我们成为一个牧师，成为一个父母的时候，我们是怎么样的人都可能使别人跌倒，这是使我们很战惊恐惧的事。
And if you think about it, Jesus is speaking to us and he says, you know what?It'd be better for a millstone to be hung around your neck.
耶稣竟然在这里说，这个还不如说把你的脖子上绑上一个模仿的石头。
That you should cause one of these little ones to stumble.
如果你使得那个小弟兄跌倒的话，还不如把你丢到海里。
Now, from my perspective, right now, in my age, everyone in this congregation is a little one.
所以在我这种年龄的话，我看你们每一位都是那个年幼的。
Because the translation can mean anyone who's younger than you are.
所以翻译上面可以说，只要任何人比我年轻都可以看作是个小弟兄。
And most of you are younger than me.
所以你们大部分人都比我年轻。
So I got to be careful that I don't cause you to stumble.
所以我要非常的小心，不要让我成为你的绊脚石。
But the translation can always also mean that you cause somebody.Who is a child to stumble.
在这个翻译也可以说我如果是一个孩子跌倒的话。
So the exhortation comes, watch out as you model Christianity.
所以在这里来说当你所敬仰的一些的基督徒的人物。
But let's look at the first part. We do know that stumbling blocks will come.What does Jesus say to those of us that are parents? What does he say to those of us that are ministers? What does he say to those that are teachers and older? What is he saying to us?
所以当我们看到要使人跌倒的这一方面的警告的时候，耶稣怎么讲我们这些做牧者的、做师长的、做父母的呢？
Is he asking me to live a perfect life?
难道还要我们都要过一个完美的生活？
If he is, I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm finished with it.
或者说我根本就我就
And every dad should follow me out the door and say, "We quit." If he's asking us to live perfectly.
如果是这样的话，那么每一个人都不能够跟从。
And then followed by the mothers, you quit too because none of you are perfect, are you?
真的，我们就没办法来跟随任何人，甚至父母，因为我们都不完全。
But Jesus is telling us also that in our perfections, watch out that you're not a stumbling block.In your perfections, in your imperfections, in your sin, watch out that you're not a stumbling block.
所以耶稣在这里讲的倒不是说叫我们成为多么完美的人，而是在这里警告我们不要成为人的绊脚石。
Well, how does that happen?
那怎么办呢？
Now, let me give you a quick example.
我给你一个例子。
I picked up my kids when they were about this high from camp up in New Hampshire.
当我带我的孩子小的时候，当他们去露营的时候，我去接他们。
And we had to drive all the way to Michigan from New Hampshire.
所以我们从东岸这个 New Hampshire 要一直开车开到 Michigan.
A very long trip. A very long trip.
非常长的距离。
And they were excited. They were singing the songs. They were fighting with each other. When are we going to stop? Can we get a McDonald's? When are we going to get there?
所以当他们在路上的时候，他们一直在唱歌。他们也问我说：“什么时候我们可以停下来买麦当劳？我们什么时候可以到呢？”
And we're driving down the interstate, and all of this is going on, and I don't know where my mind was, but all of a sudden I said, "Stop it! Stop it!"
当我们一路开的时候，我不知道我怎么搞的，我突然就叫他们说：“都安静下来。”
And God was fastening a large millstone around my neck.
这个时候就好像神就摆了一个大的磨石在我的脖子上。
And he was about ready to throw me in Lake Michigan.
因为我使他们跌倒的时候，就好像神说要把我丢在。
Because I had sinned.
因为我犯了罪。
And the silence descended in the car like a poisonous gas.
所以当我这样子喊的时候，他们就通通安静下来，好像中了毒一样。
And I could no longer bear the convicting voice of the Holy Spirit or the silence of my own children and wife.
那个时候我里面心里面就有圣灵，好像说你怎么对让你的孩子？I could feel the weight of the millstone. 我感觉到好像我的心里面脖子上非常的沉重。
And thank God there was a rest area.
我感谢主，因为我们来到了一个休息站。
We pulled off the side.
所以我们把车靠到旁边。
And Dad said, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Please forgive me.
所以我就告诉我的孩子说，对不起，很抱歉，你们能够原谅我吗？
How do you handle it with those that you've sinned against? Can you be an example and tell them you're sorry? Please forgive me.
我们对于我们所冒犯的人，我们能不能这样说，告诉他们说，请你饶恕我？
Now, man, you know what the normal pattern for us men is when we've made a mistake, what do we do?
你知道，通常对于一个男人，当我们犯了错的时候，我们是怎么样呢？
Just keep on driving, don't say anything.
我们就继续开车吧，最好不要说话。
Never let them know that you're suffering, right?
从来不要让他们知道我内心里面的挣扎。
Stiff upper lip.
我总是保持很
Tears are for women.
从不流泪，因为流泪不是男子汉做的事。
It was their fault. They made me mad. They need to know that they need to be quiet in the car for 10 hours.
那是他们的错，因为他们本来就应该安静，开10个小时就应该。
Meanwhile, the millstone is on our neck.
但是在同时呢，我身上却背着那个磨石。
The second thing that Jesus talks about, and just quickly, I'd like to look at it. He says this. He said, If someone sins against you, verse 4, forgive him 7 times. So you say, how long is this person going to offend me? How many times do I have to forgive him? Jesus says, completely forgive him.
所以在第四节，那你们说，如果有一个人一天7次得罪你，我们要怎么办呢？耶稣说，你要饶恕他。
Then the disciples, just like you and I, say, wait a minute. I cannot be a stumbling stone.
当我做门徒的像我们一样，我们会说，我不想成为一个使人绊脚的石头。
I've got to forgive 7 times daily.
我必须要原谅他七次，一天要原谅他七次。
Help me, Lord, help me.
求主你帮助我。
Give me strength.
给我力量。
And Jesus says to them, look, you need faith in your daily interactions.
所以耶稣在这里说，你需要在你每日生活中要信心。
And he says, it gives a little story. He says, if you had faith like a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and be planted in the sea.
所以耶稣在这里就讲到了说，你只要有像芥菜种一样小的信心，跟这个树说，丢到海里。
You need faith in your daily interactions to see me work through you.
所以我们必须在我们每天的生活里面有信心来看神怎么带领我们经过这些。
He said, well, I don't have that kind of faith. I just couldn't do that.
我说我没有这样的信心。
Now, first of all, we don't see the disciples in the book of Acts plucking up trees and planting them in the ocean. Jesus is giving a figure of speech.
所以我们可是我们也真的没有看到有他的门徒哪一个真的拔了一棵树把它丢在海里去。那里耶稣只是给一个形象式的说法。And
he's telling us that a little bit of faith can accomplish much.
这里耶稣要讲的就是说，一点点很小的信心就能够成就极大的事。My
brothers and sisters, 19 years ago, a few people had some faith, and they planted a church called EBCC.
弟兄姊妹，在19年前，有一些的弟兄姊妹，他们有很小的一个信心，可是他们种下去，所以今天成就了天成教会。And
I'm not sure that they saw what is present here today, but this is like saying to that mulberry tree, be planted in the ocean. We have a church now. 20 years ago, there was no church like this. Because of the faith of a few people, there is a church like this.
所以20多年前，那些人他们并不知道今天教会是怎么样子，可是他们把一个像芥菜种一样小的信心丢下去的时候，今天就成就这样的光景。
So that kind of faith does produce something. I work at an organization that we serve right now, 550 people, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was founded by 11 deacons 100 years ago.
我们现在我所服侍的一个机构，它服侍了550个人，他们是一天24小时，一周7天的这样的一个侍奉，是在11 how many years ago?
100 years.
100多年前，有11个执事们他们所开始的。
I look at these graduates. I look at your young people, and I see. I'm so excited that we can start doing worship and do it in a different way and do it in a more enthusiastic way. I have a little seed of faith, and I believe that we will have great, great worship upstairs in the English ministry.
当我看到这些年轻人的时候，而且他们用着一种不同的那个热情来带领敬拜的时候，我看到了在我们三楼上面，在我们楼上的时候，那有另外一种气象。
I believe God will graduate from this group great teachers, great preachers, great missionaries.
我也看到在我们这一群年轻人中间将会产生许多伟大的教师、伟大的宣教者。
You look for a moment, if you look for a moment at the church in China today, I don't know how many there are. I've heard numbers of 400 million believers in China. That may be high, but do you know what the seed, the planting of the church is?
当我们来想想中国的情形，可能今天有4000万的信徒，可是我们来想想他们到底是怎么样的一个小的信心，怎么种下去的？
A few people here and there, a few people here and there, responsive people listening, and the church grows.
就是因为这里那里有一些人，他们接受了这样的信心，他们摆上去，所以教会就成长了。
Jesus said, if you have just this little kind of faith, you can deal with each other, but you can say to the impossible things, be planted in the ocean, and the tree is planted in the ocean.
所以在这里也说到这个信心不但用在我们跟人的关系里面，而且也可以说这个信心可以把一棵树种到海里去。
And you can look at these young people and you can say, man, look at them. They're not. We are.
我们可以看这些年轻人说他们跟我们不一样。
And you have zero faith.
如果这样讲的话，我们就根本就没有信心。
And you can look at them and say, you know what? I really believe great things for them. I believe there's a Christian author there. I believe there's a godly mother there. I believe there's a man that's going to lead a family there. I believe there's a great teacher in that crowd. I believe there's a great preacher in that crowd.
所以当我们也可以用另外的眼光看他们，我们看到在这里面有许多将来基督徒的作家、基督徒的教师、基督徒的一些人物在这里头。All
right, thirdly, I want to read this one a little more carefully and closely.
第三方面我要稍微简单的读一下。Jesus
says, but which of you having a slave plowing or tending sheep will say to him when he has come in from the field, come immediately and sit down to eat?
那你们有没有可能一个仆人说，当他做完了一天的工作，他回来，你跟他说，你快坐下来吃饭呢？
But will he not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, properly clothe yourself, serve me until I've eaten and drunk, and afterwards you will eat and drink?
第八节，岂不对他说，你给我先预备晚饭，束上带子伺候我，等我伺候完了，你才可以吃喝吗？
He does not thank the slave because he did the things which were commanded, does he?
在这里主人并没有说这个仆人应该做完的事情而去谢谢他。
So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. Now listen to this. We have done that which we ought to have done.
这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们份应该做的。
Just quickly, let me give you a Dave Crennel parable, and I don't mean to add to the Lord's parable, but let me tell you a modern twist on this story.
让我今天给你一个我自己的一个比喻。
Many of us go home, I forget where my, by the basketball courts there, and there's a red light up here. Okay, you know what I'm talking about?
当我们每个人回家的时候，我们注意到在那个篮球场旁边有一个红绿灯。
Before you get to Route 4.
当你快在你上四号路以前。
And if the light is red, I stop.
当你看到红灯的时候，你知道你要停。
Now, I do not expect the mayor of Teaneck to come up to me and say, David, great job, you stopped. That was fantastic. We're so happy you stopped. Bring the band out, play the trumpets. Dave Crennel stopped at the sign. I stopped because I was supposed to stop.
我很难以想象说，如果我因为在红灯前停下来，那个 Teaneck 的那个市长他就跑来搞了个乐队在那里表扬我。
And that's the same story that Jesus is telling. When a slave has worked all day, he doesn't come into the applause of his master and say, "Great job, fantastic, way to go." No, what does he say? "You haven't finished yet. Keep on working."
所以这里同样的，耶稣说，当一个仆人做完了他的事情的时候，他并没有说需要大大的表扬他，他反而说你应该继续完成你的工作。
Now, in the days of workers' rights and OSHA and only working 8 hours in a safe working environment and being nice and everyone succeeds, this parable really bugs us. It goes against our skin.
所以当今天我们在这里所谓争自己的权利的时候，这一个比喻。
But what Jesus is trying to teach us is that when we are servants of Christ, Jesus is the absolute authority.
在这里，耶稣要告诉我们的是说，我们都是神的仆人，耶稣他是完全绝对有权柄的。
There's never a day off for a Christian.
对于基督徒来讲，没有放假的时候。
We do what we're supposed to do, and we don't say, "Oh, okay, I've done my deal at church on Sunday, I'm just going to kind of blow it off Sunday afternoon."
我没有办法说，哦，我今天早上做完了礼拜，那么我下午我就开始放纵自己。
Duty keeps going. Let me give you an example.
我必须再给你另外一个例子。
This came home to me in the last 5 hours. Today is my mother's 91st birthday.
今天是我的母亲的90岁的生日。
And I had been there just recently, and I wasn't going to go down because I had to be here this morning.
我本来要去那里，可是我暂时不能去，因为我今天早上必须在这儿。
But yesterday she called, and she's not feeling so great.
所以昨天的时候，她告诉我，她打电话说她感觉不好。
Now, I feel like the servant and says, "Lord, I've prepared my message, I preached, I'm tired, I need some time off."
我好像可以不可以这样跟神说，我是你的仆人，我已经准备了这么多的信息，我很累的，我现在需要请个假。
Right, man? I mean, that's what we say. We've done our deal. We've worked hard, worked 8 hours, time to take a little time off. Don't bother me, don't leave me alone, let me veg out.
这不就是我们常常这样说吗？我已经工作了八个小时，我很累了，你们就不要来烦我。Guess
where I'll be about 1:30.
你知道我1:30的时候做了什么吗？
Doing my duty.
我继续在做我的事。
To drive down to Philadelphia.
我仍然开车到 宾州去。
Because I'm her son, this is her birthday, and that duty doesn't end, does it?
所以因为我是他的儿子，所以我等一下子1:30，等一下我仍然必须要开车到去见我的母亲。
See, what Jesus is teaching us is that we are to serve whether we feel like it or not.
所以耶稣这里告诉我们说，我们不管我们喜欢不喜欢，我们必须要侍奉。
I know, and I'm sure Pastor King would admit this, there are times in which you preach, there are times in which you teach, there are times in which you counsel. You say, "I just can't do it. I'm too tired. My mind isn't in it. I need a break." But God says it's your duty, and we're supposed to do what He asks us to do.
很多的时候，我们当侍奉到一个程度，我们觉得累了，可是想要放弃了。可是这里说，神说，你必须做神所吩咐你的，你的主人吩咐你的。
Moms, how many meals have you cooked? Because not that you wanted to, not that you were refreshed and excited about it, but it was part of what you were supposed to be doing that day.
你想想看，你的母亲，她每天都要在那里烧饭，她这就是她的责任，她必须，她喜欢不喜欢，她都必须预备。
Dads, how often have you cleaned the house?
我问了我的爸爸，你。
Not because you were terribly excited about it. Boy, I'm cleaning the house, I'm mopping the floors, isn't this great? No, because you loved, and because you loved, you saw an obligation. Now listen, I just want to say this. Duty is not geographically bound.
我必须要说，当我们所要负的这些责任心，并没有受地形的限制。
God may call some of us away from New Jersey.
神也可以叫一个人离开 New Jersey.
We've got Caleb here, just back from New Zealand. I mean, God may call your kids to New Zealand. He may call your kids to South Africa. He may call your kids to Europe. He may call your kids back to China.
在这里，神也可以呼召我们很多人到许多不同的地方，到新西兰，到中国，到别的地方。
Should we expect the applause? Oh boy, oh boy, he's going to South Africa. Isn't that terrific? No, we have done our duty.
难道我们是不是应该对有人被呼召到非洲去，我们就必须给他鼓掌呢？不，因为我们都在尽我们的本分。
And we ought to not be.Bound by geography, we ought not to be bound by vocation.
我们所有的服事不能够只是受地理的限制，或者被我们的职业所限制。
God will call some of these young people to be teachers. God will call some of these young people to be engineers. God will call some of these young people to be missionaries.
神会呼召我们中间有工程师，有教师，也有宣教士。
And we want to be able to say we.Have done our duty as a teacher, as an engineer, as a preacher, as a missionary. That's what God called us.
当我们做了我们该做的本分的时候，我们跟神说，我们尽上我们应该做的。
So there's no geographical or vocational limitation to what God calls us to do.
所以并没有地理上或者职业上面的任何的限制。
One of the things we've learned about work, haven't we? All of us have learned this in the job world.
我想我们每个人在我们的职场上都学了很多的事，对不对？
And to the graduates and to the students, I say this.
在一些对着一些毕业生，我这么说的。
And to the Christians, I say this.
也对着基督徒，我这样说的。
The reward for work is more work.
从工作上得到的赏赐乃是更多的工作。
Isn't that the truth?
是不是真的呢？
You come into a business and you work very, very hard as an entry-level salesperson.
当你进到一个公司，你开始从基层的一个售一个一个 salesperson 嘛，
clerk
一个职员。
And you're there every day.
你在那里每天做。
And you're honest.
你很诚实。
And you look people in the eye.
而且你对着很专注。
And all of a sudden the boss says, wow, you're good, we're going to promote you over this department.
所以当你的老板说，哇，你很棒，所以我让你成为这个部门的头。
The reward for work is more work.
所以当你被提升的时候，他的奖赏就是更多的工作。
Every one of the church leaders in this church who have moved up in the sense in which they're in charge of the whole flock, they started out setting up chairs, they started out in the kitchen, the reward for work is more work.
所以在这个教会里面一样，当你的服事越被看重越多的时候，你就开始也要做更多的排椅子啊，什么的事情都来了。
Just like Dennis over here, he works hard in where he works, he keeps getting promoted, and next thing you know, he's at the top. It's the same way in the Christian life.
就真的就像我们 Dennis 弟兄一样，他在工作上很有成就，一步步的提升的时候，他的责任越来越大。我们基督徒也是一样。
Christian, I beg you, I beg us all to be delivered from the disease of Sunday morning Christianity.
所以基督徒们，我真的求你不要只是做一个礼拜天上午的基督徒。
God is calling us to a lifestyle of duty to our parents, a lifestyle of duty to our siblings, a lifestyle of duty to our teachers, a lifestyle of duty to our friends.
神呼召我们要在一种生活里面成为我们的弟兄弟之间，我们的朋友之间，我们都要做榜样。
We have responsibilities to God over.The money that we have. We have responsibilities to God for the house that we have. We have responsibilities to God for the talent that we have. We shouldn't have to beg anybody to work in the church and say, I'm happy to do this. This is what God has asked me to do.
我们必须在各样的事情，在钱财上，在管理房子上，在各样事上要神的管家。我们根本就不需要去求人家来到教会里面来服事。
Does this work?
这就是神的工作。
Jesus has said that there is going to be stumbling blocks in the church.
所以耶稣这里说，在教会里面也会有那个绊跌人跌倒的事。
And we ought to forgive on a regular, continual basis when somebody's offended us.
所以我们必须要经常的学习饶恕，当有些人得罪我们的时候。
And Jesus has taught us that a little bit of faith, a little bit of faith will produce a great bundle of reward.
这里耶稣告诉我们，只要我们有一点小的信心，可以产生很大的结果。
And he's taught us to do our duty.
这里又在告诉我们要尽我们的责任。
I want to tell you a story that many of you may not know, maybe most of the young people probably do not know. It's a true story.
我现在要讲一个真实的故事，可能大部分的人我们都不熟悉。
And it's a story that some of you may have heard about as you've come from China. It happened back in 1934.
在1934年在中国发生了一件真实的事。
It's the story of John Cornelius Stam, whose family came from North Jersey. They were a Dutch family.
那个时候有一个从 New Jersey 这个地方的一个荷兰裔的家庭里面的一个叫 John 的人。
Mostly known as John and Betty Stam.
这一对夫妇叫做 John and Betty Stam.
They were graduates of the Moody Bible Institute.
他们从穆迪圣经学院毕业。
And were called as American missionaries to China.
他们到中国做宣教士。
Under the mission that was founded by Hudson Taylor, the China Inland Mission.
他们在中国内地会服事。
In 1934, they were there as new missionaries in China with their three-month-old daughter.
所以1934年的时候，这一对夫妇带着他们三个月的婴孩到了中国。
It was a time of real political upheaval.
那个时候在那个年代里面是 在中国的 局势是很乱的。
The town's mayor came to the Stams and warned them that the communists were coming.
所以那个时候有一个地方上的一个市长官就来告诉他们说共产党马上要来了。
And the Stams were ready to leave, but they were, the soldiers, the communists, they caught up with them.
所以他们正要准备逃走的时候，这时候突然被这些军队抓住了。
And they arrested John and Betty, and they took John to their headquarters.
所以他们把这一对夫妇抓到了他们的司令部。
Later on, they came back for the wife and for the child.
后来他们又把这个太太跟孩子也抓了。
The maid and the cook, they begged to go along with these two missionaries, but the authorities would not let them go and said, you'd be shot if you go.
所以当这些他们的服侍他们的佣人，他们要求说，他们也要跟着这一对夫妇一起去。可是这些军人不让他了。
The communists had demanded a $20,000 ransom. Now you can imagine, 1934, $20,000. That's a lot of money.
所以这些绑架他们的人要求20,000块钱的。1934年的时候，要求他们出20,000块钱的赎价。
John wrote to the missionary authorities, telling them about this money.And then he said this, he said, whatever you do, may Christ be glorified, whether by life or by death.
所以当这个 John 他写下了一个信的时候，他这样说的，他写给那些他的差派他的宣教机构说，不论你们怎么样做，我生或死，我都是让基督的荣耀。
John and Betty and the little baby Helen were taken to the little prison.And some of the prisoners had to be released to make room for them.
所以当他们被抓到监牢里面的时候，有一些本来在那里的犯人必须先放走，所以他们可以挤进去。
In the midst of this, the little baby started to cry.
所以在那个时候，这个小婴孩就开始哭了。
And one of the soldiers was getting ready to shoot the baby.
所以这个军人就拿起枪来准备要打死这个婴孩。
A prisoner stood forward and says, "Why are you going to shoot the baby?"
所以有一个犯人就跑来告问他说：“你为什么要打死这个孩子呢？”
It's an innocent little baby.
他是无辜的。
The soldier said, "Would you be willing to die for the foreign baby?"
所以这个军人就问这个来求情的犯人说：“你愿意为这个婴孩死吗？”
He said, "Yes."
结果这个犯人求情的人说：“是。”
And he was hacked to pieces.
所以他就被杀死了。
In front of the family, and the baby was allowed to live.
They were forced
to march 12 miles to another place, and they stopped for the night, and Betty took the baby and hid the baby in some luggage.
所以他们继续走的时候，那个妈妈就把孩子放在她的背包里面藏起来。
And as they were walking down the streets, the crowds were making fun of them, and the soldiers got ready to kill them.
所以当他们在街上游街的时候，那些群众就在讥笑他们，所以军人准备要把他们杀死。
A Chinese shopkeeper came out and begged the soldiers not to kill the Stams.
这时又有一个中国人跑来求这个军人不要杀这个他们。
The soldier said, "Get back, get back, get back to this shopkeeper."
所以这个军人就叫这个来求情的人走开，退后。
They went into his house and they found a copy of the Bible.
他们到了一个房间里面的时候，他们发现里面有到这个来求情的人的家里，发现他有一本圣经。
They brought him out.
所以他们就把这个求情的人又抓进来。
Beheaded him in front of the Stams.
所以他们就把这个来求情的人就在这一对在Stam夫妇面前把他杀头了。
And killed John and Betty Stam right after that.
马上接着就把John跟Betty也处死了。
On the cornerstone of John Stam is written these words.
在这个John跟他这对夫妇的墓碑上面写的这样的字。
May Christ be glorified, whether by life or by death.
无论我或生或死，总叫基督显大。Philippians
1:20.
腓立比书第一章二十节。
On his wife's, Philippians 1:21.
在他的 太太的墓碑上是这样写的,
For me to live is Christ,
我活着是基督,
and to die is gain.
死了就有益处。
To the shopkeeper, the Chinese shopkeeper who died along with them, on his gravestone is written this.
对这一个来求情的这一个商人来讲，在他的墓碑上是这样写的,
Be thou faithful unto death.
你至死忠心,
and I will give you a crown of life.
我会把生命的冠冕赐给你。
Now, brothers and sisters, I can tell you that thousands of people volunteered to be missionaries because of the martyrdom of John and Betty Stam.
今天我要告诉各位，今天有这么多的宣教士，他们愿意出来，很大的原因是因为这一对夫妇John跟Betty他们为主殉道。
Jesus said, you can plant a tree in the ocean just with a little bit of faith. Thousands of people answered the call for full-time service because of the death of these two people, these three people.
所以耶稣说你要把一个这么小的芥菜种的信心丢一个小树丢在海里面，今天有成千上万的宣教士他们受激励，就是因为也是因为这一对殉道的夫妇。
How many Christians are there in China?
今天到底有多少在中国有多少的 基督徒,
40, 50, 400 million people, we don't know. God only knows.
到底是4000万、5000万多少，我们不知道。
But God said if you have just a little bit of pure faith, you can put a tree and plant it in the ocean. And if you have pure faith and you're willing to die for Jesus, think of the results of that martyrdom. Think of the results of the people that have trusted Christ, some of you who are in this room.
所以我们想想看，当我们有那么小的一个信心，愿意投身下去的时候，今天，所以我们可以坐在这里。Whether
it was Hudson Taylor, whether it was Watchman Nee, whether it was the Cambridge Seven, whether it was David Edney, think of the missionaries that had gone to China to give their lives so that we might know Jesus Christ as our Savior.
所以当我们想想看到是有多少的人，那个尼托森弟兄，或者是哈德森泰勒，或者那剑桥七杰等等的宣教士，因为他们，所以我们今天能够得到福音。
And Jesus would say to them, as he says to us, if you have a little bit of faith, you can plant trees in the ocean.
所以耶稣在这里告诉我们说，只要我们有那么一点点的信心，我们就可以把树种到海里去。
And I want to be a church that sees great things that God can accomplish through us if we be willing to live for Christ and recognize that death really is just another way to victory.
所以我何等的盼望，我是在这个教会里面能够看到，我们能够真的是知道 我们的死亡就算死也不过是生是另外一种方式我们可以
Some young Caucasians, some young students from Moody. Yeah, they went. That's great.
对，如果有一些从穆迪圣经学院毕业的这些白人的青年去宣教，我们说很好。
But what about the Chinese shopkeeper that came out and begged for their lives and they found his Bible and they took his life?
那如果说就像这个中国人的这个商人开商店的这个人，他又来求为着生命求情，又怎么样呢
？What about the faithful Chinese that took that little baby Helen, wrapped her up, and for 150 miles took her away so she would be safe? She ends up back in America. What about their faith?
那还有另外一个人，他们把这个小 baby Helen 把她包起来，跑了150里路，以至于 Helen 今天还能够活着的。那这个人怎么样呢？
I pray, Lord, increase my faith, increase the faith of EBCC, increase the faith of the English ministry. Help us to accomplish great things, not little things. I'm not satisfied with just getting out of high school or just getting out of college or just getting a job. Let's ask God for something more.
所以让我们来求神给我们一个更大的、更多的，我们求更大的事。我们不要只以为能够毕业了，以这些小事情。
Are we satisfied with God just meeting our budget? Oh, 5% growth this year, 5% growth next year? Is that the kind of God we serve? Or do we serve a God that say, you know, I really believe we can reach all of the Asian community in North Jersey?
难道我们只是在这里求一个很小的主啊，今年、明年增加我们5%的预算，这求这些小事吗？还是我们有一个更大的渴望？我们要求神，让我们可以接触更多的人。
Just a little bit of faith and.We can start planting bushes in the ocean.
所以只要我们有一个像芥菜种一样小的信心，我们就可以在海里面来种树。
Father, we pray that you would use this message.
天父啊，父神啊，我们求你，你要使用今天的信息。
Deliver us from a comfortable faith.
让我们把我们从我们一直认为舒服的环境里面出来。
Help us to be so practical in our faith that we're always forgiving those that have offended us.
让我们在生活里面操练这样的一个信心，我们可以有一直原谅那些得罪我们的人。
Help each person, each dad, each mom, each student, each leader in this church to do our duty.
求主你帮助我们中间的每一个做父亲的、母亲的，还有教会的带领的人，能够完成我们的任务。
Some of us, Father, wait for the applause of others before we work. We wait for people to beg us to do something.
求主你让我们不要等着人家来请求我们去做一些事。
Father, we're supposed to do these things because we're children of God. We're servants of the Most High.
我们理所当然应该做这些事情，因为我们就是主的仆人。
We want to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ.
我们愿意成为主的精兵。
And a soldier, when his commander says, go right, he goes right, go left, and he goes left. Forward march, we move forward. Help us to be good soldiers.
做一个好的军人，我必须遵从我长官叫我或左或右或前或退。
Deliver us from a self-focus.
求主你把我从我自我中心里头出来。
We come to the cross, we come to the table, Father, and...We remember that Jesus did not just teach us how to live, but he taught us how to die.
主啊，我们今天要来，马上来到你的饼杯的面前。我们知道你不只教我们怎么样活，你也教我们要怎么死。
He did not die for the applause of men.
他的死，他并不是因为人的赞赏、人的鼓掌死掉的。
He lived and he had died for the applause of his Father.
他的活或死都是为了取得天父的喜悦。
Father, as we come and partake of the bread and the cup, we pray that we would live and die as Jesus lived and died.
天父啊，当我们来到这里一起领用饼杯的时候，你让我们真的学习像耶稣基督一样怎么活，怎么死。
Pray in the name of Jesus, Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.